What up, everybody? Welcome on into Unsportsmanlike Conduct, episode number 91. And yes, I was just talking to the fellas here. It's March 13th, and this is going to be a 99.4% football show. But obviously, we're all here for it. A lot of stuff went on this week, still going on. Breaking news, Joe Flacco has signed with the Indianapolis Colts. So that just happened. That just broke the internet. I am Steve. I got Timmy T right over there, like in the St. Paddy's Day clovers up in the background there, digging it.
Yeah, whatever.
What's going on, Timmy?
yeah, an absolutely insane first couple days of the new season, and it's fucking awesome. So I can't wait to talk about it.
That's right. Ant, what's going on down there, my friend?
How's yeah, it hanging? It's going. It's going. Been a long few days. Feels like they're getting longer. Yeah, we're gonna have a lot of interesting stuff to say. I may or may not have a rant to go on.
Yes, we love rants around these parts. Love the rants. All right. So, like I said at the onset here, this is gonna be mostly a football show. A couple of pieces of baseball information near the tail end. But let's dive into it right on the other side of this wonderfully produced opening video. All right. Welcome back in. That was beautiful. We got a lot of names to go through here. A lot of new teams. Do you even know what's going on in the world of football right now? Does anybody can rationalize who has gone where and whatnot? Just throw on Madden right now. All the updates are made and you have no idea who's where. So let's dive in here and let's talk about some of the bigger signings here first. We're going through
like Drew Lock, baby.
Drew Lock, baby.
I was gonna say we should start off with what each of us think is our biggest or most impactful, however you want to word it, signing thus far.
Most impactful. Okay, Timmy, you want to take that one first?
Are we going personal team or all together?
From any, doesn't matter, from any signing that's happened that you think has the chance to be the most or that you think will be the most impactful.
Well, then I'm going to say from a personal standpoint, as a Giants fan, the Brian Burns trade was fucking outstanding. It was a great way to end a shitty day. when you're going to have three guys in our line like we're going to have this year, it's very exciting. It makes it, you know, it makes kind of losing Saquon and McKinney. I don't care about Saquon. I'll get to that when we talk about it. But McKinney hurt. I didn't want him to go. I didn't care about Saquon leaving, really. But I think Burns, 26 years old, five-year deal coming out of that trade. And that trade really, I'm not saying we robbed them, but they tried to get who offered who another team offered them like 2 1s and
so all of in the 2022 season the Rams offered them 2 first
round picks
and a second round pick for Brian Burns. They turned it down. Yeah, they had a chance to slap him last offseason and this year at the trade deadline. They did not do it either time, and now the trade that we saw happened.
So that makes it a steal for us because we swap five round picks and we give him a second, which I am absolutely good with. So from a personal standpoint, that is my biggest move of the offseason, just from a personal standpoint. I'm sure these quarterbacks will argue with me over that, but that's my personal favorite.
You essentially traded Leonard Williams and swapped 2s and 5s and got Brian Burns.
That's basically
what happened.
Yeah. So maybe Joe Shane's a fucking genius and we didn't realize it. Who knows?
Steve, you want to go second?
Now we know. Second? You can go. I'm sharing this bad boy out. Go for it.
Okay. So I have statistics to go along with mine. I think he is the biggest non-quarterback deal thus far that is not re-signing with his own team. I guess it's me being a homer because he used to play for my favorite team. But Christian Wilkins signing with the Las Vegas Raiders. I've seen a lot of people say that that is a huge overpay for Christian Wilkins, blah, 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 blah. Here's my statistics to go along with why this is not a huge overpay and why Christian Wilkins may be slightly underrated. Christian Wilkins is the only interior defensive lineman in the last two seasons to rank top 15 in pass rush win rate and to rank top 3 in run stop win rate. In other words, he's been one of the best run stopping defensive tackles in football and still been one of the 15 best interior linemen at getting after the quarterback. Now, the reason that's interesting is because there is only one other player that I could find over the last 2 years that has done this as either an edge rusher or as an interior lineman. Do you have any idea who that other player was?
Max Crosby.
It's Max fucking Crosby. He is the only other player to have done it. So the fact that you're going to pair those guys up on a line together and they both have a motor that just does not stop. They are going to be a fucking problem for teams.
Dave's a non-believer. I can already feel Dave doesn't believe in this.
He cannot believe it all he wants. I don't care. it's whatever. It's I think tandem, because obviously what you guys have in New York now is a trio. But tandem-wise, I think it might be the scariest tandem in football right now. So that was mine. Christian Wilkins, I think. And the 4-1-10, he's still only like the third or fourth highest paid defensive tackle. So, which means that by next offseason, he'll be like sixth or seventh. So it'll be okay.
Right. That's the flow we go here. So most impactful for me, and it kind of turned this way for me. I saw a stat, a money stat, a little while ago, where it was Dak Prescott. I don't know if you guys saw it. If I sent it, I don't know if I sent it. Dak Prescott in one corner. It was Daniel Jones in another corner, and the money that they make. And now, with the Eagles, they have Hurts, Brown, Barkley, all three of them for less money than Jones and Prescott. So as much as I hate to say this, I think that the Barkley thing is going to be the biggest impact to put the Eagles back over that hump, whatever hump that they lost last year. If healthy, that's what I'll say.
Always an if. Always, yeah. An if with Saquad.
The bigger if now that he's not there. It's a bigger if. And wait. I believe that we have traitor! Some sound.
Whoa.
Sound.
You still feel that way even though they didn't offer him a contract?
It's because we got Kylo Ren up in the house. I love it.
Yeah, see? It's not that. It's where he went.
Yeah, I don't care that he's gone. It's just where he went.
I want them to go to Houston. Tell you the truth.
I would root for him in Houston, root for him in Baltimore, root for him almost anywhere else. But
I think it was always Houston or Philly. Remember, he's a Penn State kid. So
Mikey D, come on. We had a great first day, and we had a decent second day too.
They called the Giants out to as being a winner of the first day.
The Giants are a better organization today than they were 2 days ago. They just are. I mean, Saquon, I was done with him before last. You know, I was against him before last year. Let him go. McKinney hurts, but then again, the safety is not a position that you really have to. You don't have to have that superstar out there. I mean, it's nice to have a superstar out there because you know they can. They can stop the run and defend the pass, but you know.
Those are two of the least valued positions right now.
Yeah. So I'm not worried.
And that's why they didn't tag nobody. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see, Mikey. All right, so let's start going through the list here. Yes, sir. Of what the hell went on this week in the NFL? You want to just go by position, guys? I think that might be the easiest way.
Yeah, go position.
Probably.
And see who went where. What's going on? First of all, Dave's favorite quarterback, Kirk Cousins. Ups and
Baker Mayfield.
No. Kirk Cousins ups, and I mean, still recovering from surgery, still aging. Gets a 4-year, $180 million, you know, total contract here to go to Atlanta. So obviously there was some stuff going on with Minnesota where there was a potential for him to go back there, but they valued him differently than what Atlanta valued him at. Right. Otherwise, and it's his wife. And his whole wife's family lives in Atlanta, so kind of made sense. But Timmy, does that make the Falcons the favorite in that division?
No, I don't think so. I think he still have more work to do. I said it in our chat.
Can owners of Pitts, Kyle Pitts, finally rejoice that somebody's going to get him the damn ball?
That's true. Kyle Pitts is going to have a great year this year. He's going to have a great year this year. I think Atlanta still has a lot of work, but they have a decent defense. The division. Who's on the division? The Saints. The Bucks.
And the Panthers.
Oh yeah, they kind of actually that is their division. Yeah, I would say yes. They are the
absolute. You said that, and I was like, who's winning it then?
No, they are. I'm thinking different division, but yeah, you're absolutely right.
He believes in Baker.
No, yeah, I think they absolutely they're going to knock out that division. They should knock out that division. Very, very easily. So, what I've given, like, this is starting to make the Daniel Jones money look minuscule compared to what these guys are, you know, what these guys are getting now.
Anthony say this to Dave at the time of,
Well, Mike,
I called it last year. No one wanted to listen to me. Well, Dave didn't want to listen. I can't say no one. You guys were hearing what I was saying.
Now, so. Mike, isn't that every team in every sport? You just got to wait. But I do think that they are a much better team today because they're cutting the fats, so to say. Zaquon was good for 6 years, or was he a bust? It could go either way. We don't know. It's possible. I'm sorry. Can I go back?
It's always going to be a what if. What if Saquon
what if he didn't get hurt?
An
offensive line.
That's all.
Any kind of protection. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So with that deal, Kirk Cousins will make the only quarterbacks Kirk Cousins will not make more money than are Deshaun Watson. Let me rephrase that. In terms of cap dollars next year, his cap figure next year as it is currently, or his average value, that's what I should say. Make it easy. Average value of his deal. The only players making more than Kirk Cousins right now are Joe Burrow, Justin Herbert, Lamar Jackson, Jalen Hurts, Kyler Murray, and Deshaun Watson. He makes the same amount of money in terms of AAV as one Patrick Mahomes. Very interesting.
Is that before the restructure?
It looks like it is. I'm trying to... It does look like that factors in the restructure. Because the... they're calculating the restructure as the total value of the deal still.
Okay.
So technically, no. Technically, his new AAV will be higher. Mahomes is. But it's, I think he's at 48 is his new AAV now. Right?
That's it.
Something
now.
Like that.
This is the quarterback market.
But again, right, who was the other quarterback that was had no problem restructuring to help the team? Brady.
Yep.
I mean, every quarterback should take a page out of these two guys' books.
Well,
it's not me, mine. It's this is what you need to do to compete. You do it.
Brady, in his, I think up until what his last 2 years in New England, was never one of like the five highest paid quarterbacks in football.
No.
But that's different. That's different than restructuring. So technically, what Mahomes did in restructuring, he's going to make more money. He's just bringing his cap number down. Brady actually took less money, which is a totally different conversation. But yeah, it's pretty wild to see.
Yeah, but you do what you have to do to put a winning team on the field that you can afford. The cap sucks. I hate the cap. I understand why they do it, but I don't know.
Just for those playing the
Domino,
game.
Mikey Domino is a DeVito fan. That's what's going on here.
It's the Italian thing.
It's
the Italian thing.
Daniel Jones is DeVito the 12th highest paid quarterback, FYI.
DeVito did not do fine.
There it is.
He was fucking terrible. 12th.
And that's before Tua gets his extension.
I hope we're done with Tommy Cutlets this year. I hope we're done.
It's all over.
He had his 15 minutes. Walk away.
In Lock, we trust. Well, in Jones, we trust.
Then who are we getting next year?
No, the fact that you're saying in Lock, we trust. Hang on now.
Well, I don't know if Jones is going to be ready or not. By the way, what Domino say? He's taking exception to the Cutlets.
For a team that's starting quarterback seems to have the same look on his face no matter what. You have two of the biggest quarterback personalities after him on the depth chart, which is really funny. Right.
But the Giants love their no smiling quarterbacks. One of them has two Super Bowl rings
for joy. that makes us all right. All right. So let's stay in the same division. Baker Mayfield, as expected, re-signs with the Bucks. It was 3 for 100. I don't think we thought anything else would happen here. Evans re-sign just makes sense for Baker to chill down there, Tampa.
So, just to bring up the Baker deal real quick, because what it's being publicized as is not entirely accurate. It's being talked about as like a 3-100 deal. That's really a 1-year deal.
Yep.
It's a 1-year deal that will pay him $40 million essentially, and they can get out of it after year one with they can gain cap money back if they cut him next year. So it's a 1-year deal, you know, and that's how, who was the other one? There was another running back, the Josh Jacobs deal in Green Bay. Very similar. Everyone talked about, it's 4 for 48. What a deal. It's really a 1-year deal where if he plays good, Green Bay can just keep him under that contract. And if he doesn't play,
these are all total potential for the deals is kind of what we're going through here. But, you know, for the fine detail, just like the Daniel Jones thing, 4 years, it's really 2, and so on.
That's all that agent speak.
Yeah.
Got exactly. him $100 million. He really didn't
on the books. All right. The Russell Wilson thing, he goes to Pittsburgh on the 1-year minimum as he's getting paid a shit ton of money from Denver. This is an interesting one. Timmy, I know your overall thoughts on Russ, but what do you think he does anything to help out in Pittsburgh with the very least being some competition?
No.
They also traded Deontay Johnson today to Carolina.
Panthers. Carolina.
Very similar name, right? Deontay Johnson for like Dante something.
Dante
like
Jackson.
Like the same. Like I looked at it real quick. Oh, how do you trade a guy for himself? Like what am I? And I had to like do this and go, oh, okay. I'm like,
gonna see it. Worst kind of trade for me. The guy was worse with names. Terzio.
Oh, Terzio. How'd you need Terzio? Or your leg? I know you messed up something.
Oh, what happened? He's starting the year on the IL?
Was that him? Were you in the IL? Or was that that's somebody else? That doesn't matter. Russell Wilson, I've never been a fan. Never, ever been a fan. Is he going to go to Pittsburgh and make a difference? That's up to Mike Tomlin. I don't see it making a huge difference. I mean, I guess it's going to be better than last year. But no, I don't think it's going to be a major difference. That's just because I've never been a fan of his at all. So even at his peak, I never thought he was that great.
So, this begs the question: does Russell Wilson come to Pittsburgh and end Tomlin's streak?
Russell Wilson last season in terms of efficiency ranked 24th amongst quarterbacks. One of the only quarterbacks that was a semi-regular starter that ranked below him was Kenny Pickett.
Good job, Pittsburgh.
You're going from like 20. You're going from 29th with Pickett to like 24th with Russ. Is it enough of a difference to move the needle? Absolutely not. Is it enough of a difference to change their win-loss total? Probably not. if anything, they're going to be in, they're going to finish 9-8 again. They're going to be third in the division. They're going to miss the playoffs, and we're going to be having the same conversation next year. And I don't understand it. They could have done a lot of other things. I was really surprised that they didn't maybe go after a Kirk Cousins or go trade for Justin Fields. And I'm not even a Justin Fields fan. Like, but man, go take a shot on someone who's actually has some upside to it. Like, bringing in Russ is just more of a sign of like, we're aiming for mediocrity. And it's like, come on, what are we doing?
Don't start Terzio. His name's not Jared.
It's not. I don't know who that is. Who the hell's Jared Cole?
Who is Jared Cole? It's a good question. I have no idea.
All right. Yeah. And what famous food is in Pittsburgh? What do we got going? What's Russ cooking out there?
Mike Tomlin is his head coach. He's not allowed to cook. Arthur Smith is his offensive coordinator. Let's not forget. There will be no cooking. The kitchen is closed.
All right. So those are the major. I mean, if you want to call it Russell Wilson thing, I say it major because of the name.
You didn't want to talk about Tyrod Taylor.
I should have had him in the major section. Hit on Tyrod Taylor last here because this is interesting. Gardner Minshew goes to Minshew Mania, heads to Vegas, baby, on a 2-year deal there, worth up to $25 million. Jacoby Brissett heads home to New England on a 1-year, $8 million deal. Jameis Winston, who I saw that the Giants were thinking about, but he goes to Cleveland.
I would have went ape shit if they would have signed him.
Sam Darnold heads to Minnesota. And Drew Lock heads to the Giants. Mason Rudolph leaves Pittsburgh, heads to Tennessee.
There's one missing from this list. There's one missing from this list. It was announced actually like not too long before we started. Joe Flacco signed with the Colts.
Joe Flacco is back.
So supposedly Deshaun Watson was against Cleveland bringing him back, which is why they went elsewhere for their backup.
Who the? I'm gonna get into that. He was against it. little bastard. Who do you think you are telling me what? I'll bring him back just to spite him now.
Well, Deshaun they bowed down. They bent the knee and let him walk. All right, Tyrod Taylor. He heads to the Jets.
Yeah.
On a 2-year deal. Now, are the Jets?
Are you crazy? Are you out of your mind?
Are the Jets getting ready for the potential of a vice presidential bid by their quarterback? What the fuck did I just say?
Listen, posted that story before, I laughed and it's like, that's what does that mean? Like, I'm like, wait a minute, what does that possibly mean? And then I opened the articles and I'm going, this is real? How can this be real? This can't be real. And then I'm like, Robert Kennedy Jr., first of all, he's alive and he's 70 and running for president? I'm like, why is he picking fucking sports athletes to be his running mate? Jesse Ventura.
Saw who his options were.
Jesse the body.
And Aaron Rodgers. What the hell's going on?
Are you out of your mind?
Exactly. I don't know what's going on.
I want this to happen so bad. So bad. And because it's the Jets, I think it almost makes it more likely to happen because it's the Jets. This is the type of shit
Jets fans really that happens with this franchise.
Fuck them. I don't care about them. That's the only fan sports franchise fan base I cannot stand is the fucking Jets. Well, in my own, obviously. My fan base. We'll get to that later. Yeah, that's my rant.
Self-loathing fan to the fan
base. Oh my God.
If he does not play this year after what the Jets gave up for him, I think the Jets should fold it as an organization. Just say, look, we're done.
I think it'll be funnier to see him play. I think it'll be funnier to see him play while he's campaigning 5 days a week and not practicing. Just remember, guys, if it's not about winning, get that bullshit out of here. Flush it. Flush the bullshit. If it's not about winning, get it out of here.
Winning the election, not the game. Winning the election.
He didn't say winning what. Just said winning.
I read that he was off on one of his shroom excursions when he started finding out about this vice presidential thing.
It's the Jets by a landslide, Terzio. It's not close.
Why the Orioles?
I don't even know, but it's
in still all the Jets. Of sports.
It's the Jets.
There's a lot of teams worse than the Orioles. I mean, right?
It doesn't. You can name any team. You could talk in about like sports. The Arizona Coyotes, who are playing in like a 2,500 seat auditorium in hockey right now, still a more functional franchise than the New York Jets.
This is rough now, man. Oh my God, I can't even imagine. Like I can't even.
If I'm gonna do it, ownership, and he tries to pull this, I am suing him. I am suing fucking Robert Kennedy Jr. I'm suing Robert Kennedy Sr. I don't care how long he's been dead. I'm suing everybody to recoup any trinkets they gave him, anything. I'm suing that man for everything.
The whole Kennedy compound.
The problem is Woody Johnson will probably back his campaign, so it doesn't matter. We're getting too political.
You're right. That's probably it. That probably will be it. On Jets game Sundays, it'll be booths outside. You know, he can vote and. Oh my God, I hate that place.
Like, what happens here? Like, I don't understand the concept of what the Jets did to get this guy. The whole Pat McAfee, yeah, it's my intent to play for the New York Jets. All this stuff. Plays obviously for three plays, whatever it was, and four. Now this
give him his
four
credit.
Plays. Sorry, credit where credit is due. And now this, like you're gonna be fully healed, but nah, let's go, be on the vice presidential ticket for a third party.
This is about more than football, Steve. This is bigger than football. Okay.
This is our
God, I so this, you have no idea the joy that it brings to me when I realized this was a real thing. I was like, this isn't the Onion. The Onion didn't put out this article. This is real.
I didn't believe it. I literally went into research mode when I saw you guys post. I'm like, what is this? Like, what kind of joke? I don't get the joke.
It made it better when the news broke today that he selected his VP. And then Jesse Ventura's kid comes out and is like, yeah, no one's contacted my dad about being VP. Everyone's like, it is Aaron. Oh, my God. It's really him.
Oh, my God. So Tyrod Taylor, your starting quarterback for 2024 New York Jets.
They gave up seven number ones for a guy who played four fucking snaps. You realize I've never seen Aaron Rodgers play a game? On the Jets, I missed the first 5 minutes of the game. I've never seen him play.
Fairness, you could have tuned in 3 minutes earlier and still missed it, so it doesn't mean anything.
Terzio says penalty 20 yards for instigating World War III. Not bad, Terzio.
Terzio, I'm sorry, man. But they are the single worst sports organization. They really are, and it's not. I'm not saying it's like one of those. I said this to the Met guys a couple years ago. I didn't really mean it to be mean. I'm just saying you need like a complete washover. Like you need to wash the stadium, fire everyone who works there and rehire new people. You need to get the stank out. What you guys need to do is get the hell out of our stadium. Go find your own fucking place to play. But you need to like do like an exorcism. Something. Like the Mets at least started with a new owner. They're on their way. You guys are, I don't know. Like you said, now that you said that, I could see Woody Johnson like, well, you know, I'm sad to lose Aaron, but I will be sponsoring him in the election coming up.
Oh, that I'm fully expecting Woody Johnson to sponsor that campaign. Oh, I can't wait.
This is just, you know, Aaron Rodgers wanting to be in the news cycle all the time.
Jesus.
All right, let's get to running back. We talked about Saquon and that deal. Timmy, I don't know if you have anything to add.
No, look, they didn't make an offer. They're moving on. I mean, I said I was mad at the beginning, but just because he went to the Eagles. But I understand it's a business. It's they offered him the most money. He took it. Who wouldn't do that here? Yeah. Everyone here would probably do that. I mean, okay, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't sign with the Cowboys. Or the Eagles. I'm sorry, but I wouldn't. But you know, he wanted his money. He finally got it. A 3-year deal. Good for him. Good for him. I'm not going to burn a jersey or spit on him or, you know.
No.
Like Tiki. Tiki, shut up. Just shut up. I love the
of
fact
all that the,
they
clap
back. Yeah, I love the fact how they clap back at him. I love the fact that they said that.
Yeah, that's why we need you out of our stadium. I think exactly. The Jets are starting to rub off on the Giants. We're never going to be that bad, ever. So just don't. Ever. Ant, what are your thoughts on that?
The Saquon?
Yeah.
Or the presidential election?
No.
Saquon. In terms of fit for their system, okay, so I feel kind of weird about it. Obviously, this is the most talented running back that they've had in their backfield in a long time. And I like DeAndre Swift, but it's not close. Like, he's eons better than any running back they've had. You could probably go back to Brian Westbrook, years ago. I mean, honestly. So it's great in that regard. On the other hand, though, the reason their running game is so good is because of their quarterback and because of their offensive line. Not that the running backs aren't good or can't run the ball, but the offensive line has a lot to do with that. And so spending this money on someone like Saquon, I feel weird about it. Like, yeah, it's not a bad signing. I don't even think the price is that bad, honestly. I mean, their cap situation is really good, so it doesn't matter. It's going to equate to where if they want to get out of the deal after year two, they can very easily. But yeah, so that's why I feel weird about it. Like, yeah, great. So super talent in their backfield. That should be good, but they didn't need to spend the resources there. So I don't know. Howie Roseman's made, I know you guys are Giants fans, so you don't like Howie, but Howie Roseman's made a lot of really, really smart decisions over the last decade plus. So it's hard to doubt him on something. But I just kind of wonder, like, you know, there is other holes on that team to fill, especially on the defensive side of the ball. And I just wonder why maybe their focus resource-wise wasn't maybe on some of those other positions.
I worship that dude. Are you kidding me?
Howie? He's a tremendous
genius. He's a genius.
Tremendous general manager. Tremendous.
Every year the Eagles have the Eagles have 27 picks in this year's draft.
Like, right, exactly. What happened?
How did that happen?
How?
It's because 5 years ago they traded a 5th-round pick for what looked like a 7th-round pick, but was actually 3 first-round picks 10 years from now.
It's like magic. It's like all of a sudden, what the hell happened?
Yeah, he's very good at his job. So that's why I said it's hard to doubt him and what he's doing. But again, they've gotten such good production from their running game without having a high-priced running back. Why spend the money now?
Right. All right. So obviously, when we talked about the free agent running backs, we went down a list. It was like 7 or 8 guys that potentially switch teams, and it happened. So Saquon, I'll run down this list, and then we can kind of choose what we dive a little bit further into. But obviously, Saquon goes to the Eagles. Josh Jacobs, who you know of the more vocal guys from last year, had the worst statistical year of any of those guys. I think it was like 3.4, 3.5 yards per carry. He just wasn't good, wasn't efficient. And so he goes to Green Bay, gets 4 years, 48 total potential out there. Derrick Henry goes to Baltimore, who tried to get Derrick Henry last year via trade. Tony Pollard leaves the Cowboys to go to Tennessee, 3 years, 24. Austin Eckler heads to DC. The Commanders making some moves over the last couple of days. DeAndre Swift goes to Chicago. I think that was the first one, the first deal that
was the fell. First signing that was announced. Yeah, yeah, it was Swift.
Yep.
I don't understand that one either.
3 for 24. Yeah, me neither. For I don't know. I guess it depends. Maybe for both teams. Devin Singletary goes to the Giants, 3 for 16.5. I really like that deal. Coming off a breakout season, it's minuscule money as it pertains to utilizing their cap space. But that being said, this is now the Giants, so you know, it's a little bit different situation.
Is Breida still there?
I don't know. Just that it curious. Was a contract beyond last year.
Okay. I wasn't sure.
Yeah. Mm. Gus Edwards goes to Charlotte. What? Los Angeles. With the Chargers. Zach Moss goes to the Bengals.
That's my favorite one.
Or wound up trading.
They traded him to Houston, but that's my favorite signing of all these is Zach Moss. I think that's a steal. Did you hear how the Cowboys said? Because the Cowboys were the other team that was really hot for Zach Moss, and they said $4 million a year was a little too rich for their blood.
Stupid.
That killed me. Yeah, what?
Antonio Gibson heads to New England. Seems like a New England of old type of running back. And DJ Dallas goes to Arizona on a 3-year deal. Just north
DJ Dallas. Can I be completely honest with you?
Yes.
I've never heard the name DJ Dallas until you said it right now. Who the hell is he?
Played for Seattle. He went to the University of Miami.
Yeah. First time I've ever heard
for another team in between. I think he was in Chicago last year, but got hurt.
You're right.
First time I've ever heard that name.
He's a special teamer who can occasionally actually line up in the backfield. He's not. I mean, he's an okay player. Okay. Nothing special.
Whatever.
Yep.
You're not missing anything. You're not missing anything.
And anything that sticks out of you, like we look at this list of running backs now. Are there any difference making signings? Can we even say that anymore?
I think Zach Moss. And I say only reason I say difference making is because I think he can be as good as Joe Mixon was, and he's going to do it at a fraction of the price. So I really, really that like makes that sense. Zach Moss signing.
From that standpoint, absolutely makes sense.
I don't like the Gus Edwards one, but Greg Roman is their OC now in Los Angeles with the Chargers. So I think that's just a familiarity thing. The rest of these are just so uninspiring to me. The Singletary one's okay. I mean, the price isn't bad. I think it's actually a 2-year deal. You know,
I think they're too late with Derrick Henry personally.
I kind of feel that way too.
I think it's too late. Like, not who.
Well,
he
with the what's the kid's name?
Mitchell. Keaton Mitchell.
Yeah. So you got Mitchell. You got and Henry. They'll change it.
Well, Henry's going to be the heavy back now, probably. As you know, the
but
banger.
But the problem with Henry is that Henry throughout his career has been a better running back when he's getting 20 or more carries. He's not going to be getting 20 or more carries in Baltimore. Mm-mm. So he's going to have to find a way to be productive on 9 to 12 carries a game, maybe occasionally 15. But I think it's going to be rare that you see him get to 20. So it's a whole different ball game for him now compared to what we've seen throughout his career.
I think it just adds a different element to them. That's still, they're still a stacked team.
That'll lose in the first round. I like the Josh Jacobs signing only because I think he just had one of those Raider years, just a Raider year. Like, what a shitty year!
Or like a wash,
a wash,
it.
A wash Raider. Yeah, I think he's gonna bounce back and have a good year for them.
And so the unsigned AJ Dillon, from what I've seen, he's choosing between the Giants and the Cowboys. That's what I've seen.
Oh, I heard the Cowboys were out.
Oh, I didn't see that. Okay.
There was another team. I want to say it was Tennessee.
It was the third team.
Tennessee?
Okay.
It wasn't Tennessee. There was another team that was in on him, though. Anyone want to talk about Tony Pollard?
No.
Me neither. I was just testing the waters. I have no interest in bringing
that. Again, just a bad year? Or was he always overrated? Or is he going to have a good year? We don't know.
I like the talent. I completely despise and hate the situation. That's not why, especially when the kid Spears looked good for them when he got to touch the ball. Like, why are you going to bring in Pollard, who's like the same kind of back? It makes no sense to me.
Yeah, why spend the money for the same exact guy?
I don't get it.
All right, let's go to wide receiver here. First on the list is T. Higgins, who was franchise tagged, requested a trade.
Supposedly it's down. So, okay, so it depends on what rumors you want to believe. If you want to believe the rumors that have been semi-pumped by some of the bigger name news reporters out there, then it seems like Tennessee and New England are the two teams hottest for him in the trade market, and it does seem like there's a possibility a trade happens. if you want to get really weird and listen even, to like the crazy, crazy rumors.
Even ahead, after Calvin, even after Calvin Ridley signed, Tennessee's still in it.
That's what I saw. That was the last update I saw. And I'll be honest with you, I don't remember if that was before or after the Ridley signing. So it's possible Tennessee's out.
They're stacking up for Will Levis, baby. Oh, yeah. They're stacking up the weapons for Will Levis.
They got the ultimate 2020 offense now.
Will Levis, 50,000 yards this year. Mark my words.
Going to pass Brady in 1 year. If you want to believe the crazy rumors on the internet, then the Bengals are preparing to offer the Minnesota Vikings T. Higgins and multiple first-round picks for Justin Jefferson. I don't know that I buy that. I'm just sharing with you the crazy nonsense that I read online.
That is intriguing.
It's not going to happen. They can't pay two receivers and Joe. It's too much money. Maybe not. The NFL salary cap's not real. Who cares?
Maybe not. Who knows? Okay. So that deal is still fluid there. Michael Pittman Jr. resigns with the Colts. Excuse me. Mike Evans, we knew this last week, resigns with Tampa. Calvin Ridley.
A lot of money.
Gambled on himself.
Literally.
do you know? And the Titans were plus 1,800 to sign Calvin Ridley.
I saw the tweet. It was so great. The real reason Ridley signed, he got himself a little extra money on that deal.
That bonus. That's extra, a little additional signing bonus. All right. So total potential for this deal is 4 years, $92 million. Anthony, I think you said it. It's a lot of money. A lot of money for Ridley, who, I mean, when you break down the stats as we do on this show, we know that maybe he's not leaving the greatest quarterback situation, but is he going to any situation that's better than that quarterback situation that he's leaving in Jacksonville?
So I do like Brian Callahan as their OC. Brian Callahan coming from the Bengals. I like the idea of that. I like the idea of a young Will Levis having two good route running, short-handed receivers in DeAndre Hopkins and Calvin Ridley to throw the ball to. I don't like the fact that Calvin Ridley is now like the fourth highest paid receiver in the NFL. that part is where you lose me. Like if this deal is like 472, I'm like, hey, that makes sense. I get it. They want to give Levis some reliable people to throw the ball to. It makes perfect sense. 492 though? Really? Well, what's the extra 20 mil for? That's what I don't get.
that's the plus 1,800.
Was the market that high? And what makes it even crazier is Tennessee is a no state Tennessee is a no state income tax state. So like, it's not even like you had to pay him a couple extra bucks because the income tax is higher in Tennessee. There isn't one. So like, I don't understand. I don't get that at all. Was someone really offering him $90 million? That's my question.
All right. Next couple here are smaller deals. Darnell Mooney heads to Atlanta to be Kirk Cousins' new weapons. These are both 3 for 39. And then Gabe Davis moves from Buffalo to Jacksonville on the same 3 for 39. Timmy, any thoughts on those two?
No. Gabe Davis. Gabe Davis was a security blanket for
all and nothing,
and Allen's gonna miss him because he was a security blanket last year. Darnell Mooney, although Beckham's still sitting out there,
Where did Mooney end up last year?
Pittsburgh. He was in Chicago. He was still in Chicago.
Who? Allen Robinson, Pittsburgh.
That's right.
That's
he got cut.
Yeah. He definitely he did get cut. So other small deals: Kendrick Bourne resigns with New England. Noah Brown resigns with Houston. That's an undisclosed deal. Mac Hollins goes from the Raiders to Buffalo. Devin Duvernay goes to Jacksonville. Isaiah McKenzie signs with the New York Football Giants. And Deontay Johnson, we mentioned earlier, traded to Carolina.
Wow. What a list. Imagine a year ago me telling you that Darnell Mooney and Gabe Davis would sign a contract in free agency for the exact same amount of money. no one would have believed me, or they would have thought Darnell Mooney had like the greatest season ever.
You see, see one of these guys on this list that that Dave was a big believer in. Wasn't Dave a believer in Paris Campbell?
He was.
Yeah, free agent. Outside. Beckham, Tyler Boyd, Curtis Samuel, Michael Thomas, DJ Chark Jr., Baby Chark, dude, Josh Reynolds, yeah, KJ Osborne,
Marcus. I thought Byron Pringle was going to be a better receiver, but then he went to Chicago.
My man Braxton Berrios, greatest name ever.
Braxton Berrios of the
Rumors are that supposedly him and the Dolphins are close on a new deal. Supposedly
Berrios, yeah, that's a good, that's a fit. I mean, it's the college town. Come on.
Yeah,
come on.
He can be our fourth receiver again. Tremendous. So terrific. Love it.
Oh man. All right. I don't really do we all right, tight ends. Dalton Schultz.
Just move on.
Returns to Houston.
Most of them resigned. Just resigned.
Resigned. Austin Hooper goes to New England. Mike Gesicki, your buddy. There's your boy, Mike Gesicki.
I actually really like that. Him going to Cincinnati. And I'm not going to lie, I saw that and it made me think that they actually might trade T. Higgins. Because in terms of what they are able to do as receivers, there's no difference between Mike Gesicki and T. Higgins. One just lines up inside more often. That's about it.
All right.
Irv Smith, still living off that college name. He got another deal. That's crazy.
Irv Smith, baby.
Kansas City.
All right, let's look at offensive line. Mike Iwenu, obviously, re-signed with New England. Any thoughts on any of these guys?
I wanted Iwenu until, but I like who we signed. We signed Jermaine, how do you pronounce his name? Elamunor, how do you say his last name?
Yeah,
we'll call him like Muni.
That. Yeah, whatever. He plays every fucking position, which is, I love those guys who can do that.
Versatility, baby.
Super utility.
Love that. I love when they can. And then we signed John Runyon Jr., which I thought was a pretty good sign too. Hasn't missed a game yet. Knock on fucking wood, New York Giants. Let me look. Yeah. Nothing too splashy, I don't think.
I like the Jonah Williams signing for Arizona. They did cut DJ Humphreys today, who's been their left tackle for a while. He tore his ACL on New Year's Day. I think it was actually against you guys. No, it wasn't against you guys. I don't know who it was against, but he tore his ACL.
See the scumbag world of football? Poor guy pops his ACL, gets cut.
Becomes vice president.
Starts, gets on mushrooms.
Goes on an annual darkness retreat.
Goes into the darkness.
Like I honestly think that like other countries get together with like popcorn and soda. Just laugh at our political system. Like they sit down and let's laugh at our headlines.
I believe that 100%.
Oh, all of our headlines for sure. For sure. All right. Let's go through the list here a little bit further. You mentioned John Runyon signing with the Giants. That was a big one. The versatility. Any other guards that we want to talk about here?
Yeah, who the fuck thought it was a good idea to give Robert Hunt $100 million? What the fuck?
Listen, Carolina is in this. They are just brilliant. Look what they got a ton back in the trade with the Giants, and they decided to spend what they could have spent there on
When I saw the tweet that Robert Hunt signed with Panthers, I was like, oh, that's good for him. I figured we weren't going to re-sign him. He's not a bad player. You know, he was pretty good. Like, that's great. And then I saw the contract and I'm like, this is the fake Schefter account. Where's the real one? Like, did he actually sign? And then I'm like, no, that's the real Schefter account. I'm like, you're telling me the Panthers gave this dude he's the second highest paid guard in football now. Robert Hunt. I'm not even sure anyone knew who he was before he signed that contract. And that's coming from a dog. Like, I like Robert Hunt a lot. I'm glad he got paid. Like, good for him. Like, for real. Great for him. He got paid. But what the fuck are you doing, Carolina? What are you doing? You traded Brian Burns because you didn't want to pay him so you could give Robert Hunt $100 million?
That's the connection.
Come on, guys. That's the connection. What are we doing?
We love
David
it.
David Tepper is fastly approaching the worst owner in NFL history.
Can I just say that, you know, Timmy's back there just making fun of my baldness, twirling his hair.
I'm not. I'm looking at all the trades. I'm looking at all the things. Okay. Look. I pulled my hair. Look. I pulled it out.
What is happening? No.
I pulled it right out of my head. Yep. This was a. Don't annoy me. That's what happened. I pulled it right out. I'm not even joking. Not even funny for you. I was looking at these trades.
Is that when I sent you the Daniel Jones got cut thing?
No, this is when
I was like, what the fuck?
I think it was one of Mello's messages that got me annoyed. I was like, ah, fucking Mello on his boat.
Mello on his boat.
I do want to apologize for sending that. I checked the source before I sent it, and I went through his timeline. Like, oh, he seems to have reliable stuff here. Like, these are things that actually happened. So I sent it, and then it's bogus.
But that guy is known, like, he'll hit or miss, and he'll say it way in advance, and then sometimes other places will pick it up and it'll come to fruition. Like he was one that had Barkley going to the Eagles well before it actually was reported and that news started coming out. So that was a hit. The other one, not so much. Hey.
I mean, technically speaking, it could still happen, but that was the only person I'd heard mention it, and there's been no whispers of it, and no reliable person has even whispered that. So,
well, saying it was not until you hear it here, baby.
They can't cut him. I mean, they have the out after this year. Why would you cut him now and cost yourself fucking $69 million in dead cap space or whatever?
But if they cut him right now and they designate him post June 1st, they have no cap. There's no difference on their cap this season. But they don't gain any cap space back, but they don't lose any additional cap space. So it's just like, it's like he's still under contract, but he's not there. And then I think next year they get the same savings as if they cut him next year. It does make no sense. I agree with that. It makes no sense.
Jimmy G is part of that getting cut post June 1st deal. Another one of Dave's guys.
He actually lost Dave's rest boys. Of his guarantees.
Yes, he did.
Thanks to his steroid the use.
Stint in Vegas didn't go so well. So, you know, we thought this was the perfect fit. get that jawline all over Vegas.
Congratulations to Lloyd Cushenberry, new center for the Tennessee Titans. He signed the highest guaranteed dollar amount deal for a center in NFL history. Good for him. Both of you have no idea who he is or who he played for last year.
Look at the Titans bulking up there.
Titans making moves for Will.
The Titans are throwing money around at people.
I'll play.
People, exactly.
I'll play.
People. I'm not saying they're making good moves. It is making moves. That's all I'm saying.
They're making moves.
I don't like hate any of their moves. I think they've overpaid some people. But like, you know, Lloyd Cushenberry is actually a good center. I'm not trying to make fun of him. He is a good center. Is he like elite? Probably not, but he's not bad. He's reliable. It's not a bad deal. But again, like, was someone really offering Lloyd Cushenberry $50 million? Like, did you have to go to 50 to get him?
Did you have to
give him like $36 million guaranteed? Was that the only way this was going to happen? Are we sure? So yeah, just questions. A lot of O-line all right. been thrown around.
Yeah, well, we know the importance of an O-line.
I don't want to toot your guys' horn, but when you look down this list, especially the guard list, and I look at Kevin Dotson's a good player. I think 3 for 48 is not a bad deal. But you look at the Robert Hunt, 5 for 100. Ezra Cleveland, who's been a backup for like 2 years now, got almost $10 million a year. Damian Lewis, an okay player, gets like 13 million a year right there, 13. And then Jonah Jackson, I like Jonah Jackson. He's up there at $17 million a year. I really like John Runyon at $10 million yes. a year. I really like that deal. Feels like a really solid. And again, John Runyon, not elite. He's not like the greatest guard in football, but that's a reliable piece you plug into your O-line, and he's going to be reliable. And that's all you ask for.
That is all that we've been asking for years. Just give us some reliable pieces out there, please. It
feels like a long time. I think it's very easy to say that if you just look at those guard deals and look at some of those dollar amounts, that might be the best bargain offensive line wise of the offseason thus far.
I do. I'm that's why I said I'm very happy with what the Giants did on the first couple of days. So now it's up to the draft to put us over the edge. So we got to see.
I know we glossed over the Isaiah McKenzie thing, but in terms of him being like a fourth receiver, I think that's fine. It's a 1-year deal. I'm sure there's not much money attached to it.
Yeah, it's a minimal dollar amount. Moving over to defense, we you know, Chris Jones, you know, last year he had the one game holdout, wound up signing for the rest of the year, and now extends with KC 5 years, close to 160 miles an hour. I got a notification that there was a crash. $160 million. And that is just huge, massive news for the Chiefs. That
was a must-have.
Yes, absolutely. Because obviously, the way that they played last year on offense, the defense that pushed them over the top, and Chris Jones obviously a big piece of that. And any thoughts on that? Besides,
he's getting older, and he's not the dominant three down force he once was, but as we saw late in the season and in the playoffs, because you could definitely argue that he kind of ended that Bills game single-handedly, because he was just destroying the pocket on every play. It's hard to argue. I mean, he's Aaron Donald's obviously lost a step. I think Chris Jones has lost a step too, but those two players are still in a world of their own in terms of what they do getting after the quarterback. So yeah, I mean, it's a good deal.
And of course, he's got the playoff experience, obviously. So you got that going for you also. This is the first time I'm seeing that Leonard Williams got a 3-for-$65 million deal. I don't know why. This is the first I'm hearing about this. But Timmy, take us through, because remember how annoyed we were at that trade back when it happened. Then it was okay.
Oh, when it first happened, yeah.
Yeah, when the first day that it happened, when nobody else was pursuing this guy, and we're just like, here you go, here's a couple of picks for you.
Yeah,
nobody else was trying to get him.
When you traded for him, you mean?
The original trade. Oh, okay, with the Jets.
because we overpaid. We were like, yeah, we overpaid for this guy, but no one else wanted him. But we decided to give the Jets way too much for him. But I mean, I guess it worked out in the end. Like you said, this trade ends up to be Brian Burns somehow. If you do the math properly, so I'll take it. I'm happy. I'm very happy. And Leonard Williams, he wasn't bad for us. He played pretty good for us. I can't really bitch about it. Plus, he gave us.
We made fun of him a lot at the beginning, but he played pretty well.
Yeah, he turned out.
You traded a third and a fifth for him in 2019. Yeah. He plays with you 19, 20, 21, 22. You trade him halfway through 23. You get a 2 and a 5. You don't trade that two. You trade your own two. And you swap fives, and you get Brian Burns.
Exactly. It worked out pretty good.
Oh yeah, for sure. But there's a story behind this, because the day that it happened, it was like, all right, the Giants were the only ones who made an offer. Well, then why do we offer two picks?
Because they're also going nowhere. Like, why are you getting this guy? Yeah. We're going nowhere, and you're just going to give up two picks for a guy that we're not going to make the playoffs anyway. It's like, what's going on here?
Definite head scratcher that move was, but it pays off in the end.
Well, that's all that counts.
And I'll let you pick somebody next.
Oh my god!
On the defense,
how about Justin Marmaduke?
Justin Madubuke.
Marmaduke.
I like Marmaduke.
I like Madubuke. Really solid player. Double digit sacks last year for Baltimore. I think it's a fair deal. I have no problem with it. None of these deals are overly inspiring to me. The Jets gave Javon Kinlaw almost $8 million. I'm not quite sure why. The Bills re-signed Daquan Jones. I thought that was a smart move by them. He's really, really good against the run. Yeah, as a Dolphins fan, I'm kind of wondering what we're going to do. I heard we signed Neville Gallimore from Dallas. Yippee. How about that?
That's solid signing, my friend.
So surprisingly enough, in terms of the money we gave him, I was looking at some of his stats, and I have not watched. He's a Cowboy, so I haven't watched anything on him. But we actually paid him less than Raekwon Davis got from the Colts, who we lost in free agency. And statistically speaking, Gallimore has been a more productive player over the same amount of time. So I guess that's a bright spot somehow. I don't know. None of these deals really. I like A'shaun Robinson, but he went to Carolina, so I can't like it anymore. Sheldon Rankins. That was the one I want to talk about. Sheldon Rankins signed with the Bengals today. 2 years, $26 million. I actually really like that deal for Cincinnati. I think Cincinnati's had a really good free agency, too. They need to figure out this T. Higgins situation, but I like the moves that they've been making.
I feel like they got to get that out of the way. But to New England, though, but
like, so there's been rumors that they would trade him to New England and swap first. I don't see that happening. More likely scenario is New England gives up their second for him, because that's about what you're going to get for him right now is a second round pick, an earlier second round pick. Maybe you get one of the teams on the back half of the first round to trade for him. I think some of the holdup is that for one, Cincinnati doesn't really make trades. And for two, I don't think if they are going to make a trade that they want to do it in conference. So I think that's their holdup, because there's been some speculation that Kansas City has checked in on him, that Baltimore has checked in on him, that, you know, obviously they're not going to trade him in division. So the Baltimore one was probably a wasted phone call, but you know, that there is interest there. I wonder what they'll end up doing with that T. Higgins one. But yeah, in terms of defensive tackles, there's not a whole lot to talk about, in my opinion.
There's not. We can move over to edge defenders here. We talked about Brian Burns. I think we talked Josh Allen last week when we talked about the tags. Right. So not a big deal there. Just going down the list here. You guys shout anybody out here.
Daniel Hunt is nice. That's going to help them immensely.
Agreed. Love that signing. Bryce gave him a lot of money, but he's a good player.
Yeah, Bryce has a lot of money. Sucks, but who cares?
I disagree. I like that signing for them.
No, I mean, it sucks for us, but it's, you know,
we think it sucks, Ant. anything on Chase Young?
He said he was making a decision, I think, between two teams.
Who's in on him?
I just read about it today, too. I want to say Seattle, but that's not right. It's not Seattle. It's a different team. Was it Houston? I didn't think it was Houston. One, just while you're looking that up, one of the signings I wanted to highlight was Marcus
Davenport. He's going
to
visit the Panthers and the Saints.
The Saints, was the one.
Okay, it's four teams. Panthers, Saints, Titans, Texans.
I think the Texans will probably be out on him. But the one I wanted to bring up was Marcus Davenport. Signing with the Lions. Marcus Davenport, originally drafted by the Saints. He was there in New Orleans when Aaron Glenn and Dan Campbell were both still there. He signs with the Lions now. I actually really like that signing. I would have liked to have seen them. I would have loved for them to have gone out and signed a Danielle Hunter or a Jonathan Grenard to be the other defensive end on the opposite side of Aiden Hutchinson. That didn't happen. So in terms of what they ended up doing, getting Marcus Davenport, I think that's a really good fit. It's a big physical defensive end. They like that style. That way they don't have to change packages and you can play the run or the pass. I think that's a good signing. I like that one.
I just want to pause for a second. I see there's a decent amount of viewers out there, but where are the comments, guys? Get in there, get in the comments, people. Yeah, all right, so
yell at us, scream at us,
start typing, doing something.
I agree. I think the most we ever had watching.
Knock on wood. Everybody know that.
Knock on wood. In a while.
Yeah. All right. Let's jump into linebacker. Obviously, we have Patrick Queen signed with the Steelers. What do you think about that signing for them, Timmy? Renewed Steelers.
That's a Mike Tomlin kind of guy. Can't hurt. He loves his linebackers, man. It's not a bad signing. Again, the money from most of these guys seems a little off, but that's just the way it is now.
I think it's that $30 million cap raise that they got no one was fully expecting. Thanks, Taylor Swift.
I thought Aaron Rodgers did that.
Taylor Swift, Netflix tomorrow, everybody. Everybody have a Tay-Tay day tomorrow. Friday, Friday, Saturday. Yep.
And just one I wanted to highlight, and I'm going to be a homer for a second. I really like the Dolphins signing Jordan Brooks. I'm not crazy about teams paying money to off-ball linebackers, but Jordan Brooks, I believe, is 25 years old and is both good in coverage and against the run. And I think that's the kind of linebacker that Anthony Weaver, our new defensive coordinator, is going to love having in there. I really like that signing for them, especially when you consider the fact that we cut Jerome Baker, and the money we save cutting Jerome Baker still doesn't amount to how much money we're paying Jordan Brooks. So I think that's a good deal. I like that one. I also Aziz Al-Shahir with the Texans. They were together in San Francisco 2 years ago, 3 years ago. Whenever D'Amico Ryans was the defensive coordinator of the Texans, or the Niners, excuse me, Al-Shahir was there with him. I like that deal as well.
3 for 34.
And the Commanders are making some
light
moves. I mean, nothing major, but
they're signing people.
A lot of gaps, filling a lot of gaps, a lot of people. They got Bobby Wagner. Again, it's not Bobby Wagner from 5 years ago, but it's still a good deal for them. Frankie LeVoux's hired with him also. They're making little deals here and there.
I'll tell you that the Commander fans are, I feel almost as though the Commander fans, what I felt, the Met fans from a few years ago, owners gone, some fresh air out there, signed some dudes. So, you know, Commander fans are breathing a sigh of relief now. Making some good moves. You know, Ron Rivera's on ESPN talking dumb shit.
Oh, I told you I had a hot take. I'll give you my hot take about the Commanders after we get through this.
Oh, I like
tease
it.
Tease time.
I like it. I like it a lot.
It's not really a hot take, but we'll see.
I'm looking for cornerbacks who left with big deals here. Kenny Moore, no, that's a resign. Anything that stands out to you guys in the cornerback area?
Oh, who is they, man? Tennessee. Tennessee's making moves. Other than that, not really.
I like him as a player. I just hate the fact that he's 29. Cornerbacks seem to fall off a cliff in their 30s. But he's a good player. I mean,
Tennessee's out there spending, baby.
I'm really interested to see what happens with Legarius Sneed. He's been linked to several teams. The Eagles were linked to him. The Dolphins have been linked to him. I think there's been one or two other teams linked to him. The Lions were linked to him.
Casey's going to trade him?
Supposedly, they were asking for a second-round pick for him. And I'll be honest with you. If you're a team where your second-round pick is anywhere in the back half of the second round, I would be calling Kansas City yesterday and being like, here it is, second-round pick. And I would happily pay Legarius Sneed whatever he wanted over 4 years. He's 26 turning 27, or he just turned 27. He'll be 27 for a majority of the season, I believe. Yeah, I would give that up in a heartbeat. If you told me the Dolphins traded their second-round pick tomorrow for Legarius Sneed, I would be very happy.
Play
outside, inside, good against the run, good in coverage. He's just a good corner. Like, just pay him his money.
Well, speaking of that, so what's your take right now? As of March 13th, 10:23 p.m. on the Dolphins offseason thus far.
Do you want me to do this now?
Quick take.
Okay. I'm not so
rant,
fucking...
Not the rant, the quick take.
Oh, the quick take, sorry. I'm not thrilled. That's my quick take. I'm not thrilled.
There it is. All right.
That's my quick take.
Okay.
Rant to come. Rant to come.
It's been stewing. It's been stewing.
More to come here. All right, that's corner. We talked through that. Safety. What do we got here? McKinney, we talked about going to the Packers.
This is why
this is not a valued position. All right. Well,
yeah, McKinney's the only one of note there as far as I'm concerned.
That is it. Zero.
Oh, I'm sorry. Geno Stone. I really like Geno Stone for Cincinnati. That was one of the moves Cincinnati made I really liked. One, you're taking away from a division foe, and I just think Geno Stone's a good quality player.
I don't like anybody with the name of Geno. So
my,
All right.
My boss's boss's name is Gino.
Well, it's okay for me not to like that person.
It is. I think he's a swell guy. So
he might be, you know. But in my experience, Gino's a douchebag. All right. That's what's happening right now, up to the minute. We even got you the what's his name?
We could have just scrolled down and they have it team by team.
Joe Flacco.
Oh, well, look at that. Ain't that some shit? I like the way we did it, Anthony.
No, we did it fine. I'm just saying the team ones are there too. I didn't realize it.
Screw them. They're stupid teams. All right. So I hear that we have a rant and I hear that we have a hot take on the Commanders draft. Who wants to go first?
But Timmy, you want to take the hot take?
I'll take the hot take because it's a very quick hot take. It's very simple, and I'm not the only one who thought of it, but it just makes a whole lot of sense. And that is the Commanders are going to trade up one spot to number one to take Caleb Williams. They don't have to give up much more. It seems like they really want him. It seems like that's the kind of guy that's fit for them. And it just makes a whole lot of sense. They have a whole lot of money, a whole lot of money to give. The Bears are just playing games. The Bears won't get a ton because it's only moving up one spot from 2 to 1, but they will get what? Two more draft picks? They move down to 2, take the next best quarterback or wide receiver, and add a couple more picks for the draft that they need. I think it makes perfect sense. It smells like a Commander move to me. Then again, there's a whole new regime over there, but it still smells like a Commander move to me. So that's my hot take. I think Caleb Williams to the Commanders in the draft. I thank you.
Whack job to the Commanders.
Yes.
Well, all right. Well. Speaking of that, the longer that Chicago takes, the more they're screwing this kid over.
Good.
These teams are going to start scooping up.
Like you said, whack job. I've never seen a kid like this before, ever. This is what happens when you let your father manage you. You know, this is what happens. Can't do that.
And then, and then on the Bears end of it, waiting on the Justin Fields thing, you know, lessens what they'll get, lessens his value. You know, we'll see on that. These are, you know, the Commanders and the Bears are not exactly the most well run franchises in the NFL. So it's hard to give them the benefit of the doubt of doing the right thing.
I don't think the Bears are just sold on Williams, like I said, because he is a bit of a nut job. The Commanders, I think, are at that point where, like, well, we can handle a nut job because we're just a nut franchise. You know, they have the money to do so. So, and the Bears are at least really trying, I think, to get out of that rut. Again, the Commanders are the Commanders, man. I don't care what you call them. They're a whacked out organization.
Good. I hope they always stay that way. This way we're not.
we're never the worst. We're never the worst. Division.
All right, Ant, what you got?
How about them Dolphins?
Okay. I'm gonna rewind the clocks here. 12 months. Last offseason. Okay. Last offseason. You're sitting there. Christian Wilkins is coming off of a season where he's recorded the most tackles in the history of football by a defensive tackle. He's rated out as the number one defensive tackle in terms of run stopping. And you have an opportunity to extend him. At this time, a year ago. This is before Dexter Lawrence has signed his extension. This is before Deron Payne has signed his extension. This is before Jeffrey Simmons, Quinnen Williams have signed their extensions. I believe it was before Ed Oliver had signed his as well. Ed Oliver's came in at $17 million, by the way. The rest of those numbers
behind the story.
The rest of those numbers range between $21.8 and $24 million per year. You could have probably signed him a year ago for somewhere between $18 and $20 million a year. At the time, might have seemed a little rich for a player.
We lost you.
I have no idea.
Who did we lose?
I have audio backfeed in my
Everybody's thing.
I
back.
Have no idea where it's coming from.
You're back.
Okay, sorry. You could have signed him a year ago for between $18 and $20 million. You could have structured the deal as such to where you could have maximized cap space last year and this year, where his deal wouldn't have been so crippling. Instead, because Chris Greer likes to sit on his hands. They don't re-sign him a year ago. And we lose him now in free agency to, and he's now the second highest paid defensive tackle in football. Third highest paid defensive tackle in football behind Aaron Donald and Chris Jones. You could have signed a guy who, as I stated earlier, is the only interior defensive lineman over the last 2 years to rank top 15 in pass rush win rate and top 5 in run stop win rate. You could have signed that guy. That guy, which no other defensive tackle ranks anywhere near those numbers. If you have a guy that ranks in the top 10 in pass rush, they rank outside of the top 30 usually in run stop, and the same goes the other way around. You could have signed that guy for $18 to $20 million a year, which right now, like I said, would put him around the 10th highest paid defensive tackle in football. The deal would be a complete fucking bargain, and you probably could have still re-signed Zach Sealer. But we don't do that. The thing about this that bothers me, aside from the fact that Chris Greer sits on his hands and didn't do that, the thing that bothers me about it is these fucking Dolphins fans. I cannot stand them. I have seen nothing but these people bitching and moaning for the last 6 to 8 months. We're going to lose Christian Wilkins. We can't lose Christian Wilkins. He's so good. He's so good. The second Christian Wilkins signs his deal with Oakland, or Las Vegas, excuse me, all these fans, he's overpaid. He's not worth it. He's easily replaceable. Not that good. He's not that good. What the fuck are you talking about? You're the same people that were just bitching and moaning that you didn't want to lose him a few months ago. I gave you the statistics on him. No other player has done what he's done over the last 2 years. He doesn't have double-digit sacks. Yeah, name me a defensive tackle who has double-digit sacks who also is like one of the three best defensive tackles in football against the run. There fucking isn't one. It's only him. He's the only one on the list. So all this shit about, oh, easily replaceable, easily replaceable. Get the fuck out of here. No one else does it. What do you mean easily replaceable? Literally no one else is doing what he's doing. Easily replaceable. Get the fuck out of here with that shit. I'm so tired of this organization and this stupid shit, this false hope that we get from them. Every couple years we'll get these, oh, look at, they look so good. They look so good. They could have done the same shit with Tua. I believe, talking to you guys, I said it a year ago. I said they should have paid Tua last offseason. It would have looked stupid, but you could have got away with giving him a Daniel Jones contract. You could have gave him a Daniel Jones deal a year ago, and you wouldn't be worried about having to pay him $55 million today because you would have paid him $40 million last year. And you would have had him for 4 years at that $40 million. Maybe you give him a fake fifth year if you want to. I don't care. Who gives a fuck? Right. But the fact that you waited, this is the situation you're in now. This is the situation you're in now because you waited. You have to lose all these players. The Robert Hunt one, like, yeah, they could have extended him a year ago too. I'm not losing sleep over Robert Hunt not being with the Dolphins. He's a good player. We'll miss him. I wish him the best of luck. But that's not losing players like Christian Wilkins, a player you drafted in the first round and who you hit on. He's a star. He's a really, really good player, a solid defensive player. And you just let him walk out the door for a comp pick that you're going to get a year from now. It's fucking shameful. And the fact that these fans, the second, dude, I shit you not, the second he signed, he's overpaid. He's overpaid.
Immediately.
So overpaid. We'll be easy to replace that. We've signed all our free agents for what we could have paid Christian Wilkins. Well, technically, no, because if you'd paid him a year ago like you should have, you wouldn't have had this problem. And I know you guys hate the fucking Eagles. One thing that I will give Howie Roseman the most fucking credit on is if he thinks a player is good, he's going to sign them immediately. And exhibit A of this is obviously going to be, or who I'm going to bring up as my comparison right now is Landon Dickerson. Landon Dickerson does not get talked about a lot. Landon Dickerson is now the highest paid guard in football. Howie Roseman just extended him. That was before Robert Hunt got $100 million fucking dollars. Yeah. Landon Dickerson is the only interior lineman in all of football to rank top 7 in run block win rate and pass block win rate. He ranks number 7 in pass blocking situations. He ranks number 1 in run blocking situations. The only other interior lineman that ranked in the top 8 of both of those categories was his fucking teammate, Jason Kelce, who's now retired. Howie Roseman gets out in front of it. He signs him to a deal. Well, they overpaid him. No, they didn't overpay him because guess what? A fucking year from now, while he's still one of the three best guards in football, he's going to be the fourth or fifth highest paid guard in football. You sign up, you know, if you draft a player and you hit on him, you sign them as soon as you can. Don't play this fucking waiting game. Yeah. The price is never going down. It's never going down. It's always going up. And the fact that some of these GMs act like this is disgraceful. It's so stupid.
That's it's stupid. Really, exactly.
That's all Howie Rose. That's the trick to Howie Roseman. He locks up good players early. Genius. It's really ingenious that no one else does it. That's really the problem, is that there's so few franchises that actually are so willing to pay their players as soon as they're eligible to. Like I said, a year ago, Christian Wilkins had the most sacks of his career this past season with 9.5, excuse me. He doesn't get double digits, but he had 9.5 sacks while still being one of the three best run-stuffing defensive tackles in football. You could have paid him a year ago, and you wouldn't have had to pay him for his added pass-rushing numbers that he put up this year. But because you sat on your fucking hands, we don't have him on our team anymore. And we're going to get the 100th overall pick in a draft a year from now as compensation for it. Sounds fucking wonderful.
Great. Great work. All right. Thank you.
This has been my TED Talk.
There it is. I was about to say that. All right. So... That is the madness that has occurred over the last few days in the NFL. A lot of moving, a lot of shaking. Start quizzing your buddies on where guys play, so you're ready for the regular season. I was just looking at NBA and NHL scores for today. I don't see blowouts. Disappointment. It's a little disappointing. But I will say, despite the garbage that the Knicks put out on Sunday, the Knicks have held their last three opponents to less than 80 points. It's 2024.
80.
Their last three opponents, two of them were Philadelphia, but and one of those games we lost. However, that's damn impressive. For this is 2024. This is not 1997. I think that's pretty damn impressive. Good defense being played by the Knicks. OG came back yesterday. They're a different team. The Knicks are a completely different team with him in the lineup. So glad to have him back. We embarrassed the Sixers at the Garden last night. A little bit of payback for the Saquon thing. Let's get into just a little teeny tiny bit of baseball here. Right before we went on, Dylan Cease gets traded from the White Sox to the Padres in a deal that we don't understand. Doesn't make any sense, but that's the Padres for you. What was it that they gave up? Their second and fifth overall prospects for him, or something along those lines.
I don't know. All you need to do is that's the sign you need to get on here now.
They're not on the same
fourth
page.
Fourth and seventh. Yeah. Right-handed. And they're both pitchers.
There it is. there it is, Padres. All right. So obviously he was subject to trade rumors early in the offseason. Now with this other story in baseball, Gerrit Cole looking like he's going to miss at least a month or two with the Yankees. This started this whole trade stuff up again, but the Padres they had to do like a double or a triple take because I wasn't sure what was going on there. But the Padres overtake that, bring him in. There are still free agents out there, guys. The reigning National League Cy Young Award winner is still a free agent. It's March 13th. JD Martinez is still a free agent. March 13th. What's his name? Jordan Montgomery. Still a free agent. March 13th. Jordan Montgomery wants a 4-year deal. So
good for him.
I don't know what's gonna go on here. But we'll see what goes on. It's crazy and it's not good for the sport. Look at what we just covered. In an hour and 20, we needed an hour and 20 minutes to cover all the free agent stuff that went on in football just over the last 2 days. And we're still waiting for a Cy Young Award winner to sign in baseball. That's just the way it is.
The Yankees should have immediately called him up and said, all right, we'll give you what you want. Cole might be gone for a while.
I just saw that they still have no interest in him even after this.
Why would they? I don't know.
Stuff going on.
Can you explain to me why they're delaying his Tommy John surgery? Garrett Cole? No, I mean, seriously. Because this whole waiting 2 months thing.
Opinion, right?
Yeah, second opinion.
It's fucking torn. What is there to wait on? They're going to wait 2 months. He's going to get TJ anyway, and he's going to miss all of next year, too. Just fucking do it and get it over with. Maybe you get him back later next year. Like, come on, man. I don't know. I never understand this with pitchers. We're going to wait. Wait for fucking what? It's
well, they're not gonna wait
just
long.
Go get it done.
He already went to LA. He's in LA. They'll know by tomorrow. They'll have the surgery by the end of the week. You know.
What? No, they said they said today they're gonna rest him for 1 to 2 months, and then get it reevaluated.
That's dumb.
It's dumb. Beyond dumb. But I'm not even trying to say this like it's the Yankees doing it. Fucking a lot of teams do this shit. And it makes no sense to me. Like 98% of the time, it still ends up in TJ. He just waited an extra 2 months to do it.
In like a 7-hour span, I got Saquon to the Eagles, McKinney to the Packers, Garrett Cole torn shoulder, and Aaron Judge with abdominal problems. I was like, this is a good day for me. This is a good day for me.
Well, I think I saw that Judge is looking to play on Saturday. So I think you escaped something big there.
So it's all right. We got another 6-7 right fielder, and the minors are ready to go. He's hitting 800-foot home runs, so we're ready to go. We have an assembly line of 6-7 right fielders.
They hit on Aaron Judge, and they just started drafting every outfielder that was 6-7 after that.
Hey, the dude hit a bomb, man. Bomb. So I'm good for it.
Hey, speaking of right fielders, best wishes going to Darryl Strawberry. Heart attack.
Did he? Shit. What was that?
He had a heart attack yesterday. Yeah, he's in the hospital now.
That was almost as shocking as Tim killing Aaron Paul last week.
That's right. I killed Aaron Paul.
I forgot to go look back at my face.
upside down, they're all the same. Whatever.
All right. So I think that about, look at this, some type of record here at an hour and 27 minutes. If we didn't have NFL free agency, we would have done like an hour worth of wheels.
We would have had an 88-second show.
All right, let's go round robin here. Timmy, what you got here up on the way out?
Let's go draft, baby. The next big exciting football is the draft. I can't wait. I love our draft special. I want to see who our Will Levis is going to be this year. I'll say it again, even though Mikey Domino didn't like it. I like what the Giants have done. I don't think they are a better team now than they were 2 days ago. I am happy. Garrett Cole. And yeah, let's go Rangers.
Go Rangers indeed. Ant, what you got down there?
Two best off seasons so far, in my opinion, the New York Giants and the Houston Texans.
I admire you for saying that. I like it.
I told you guys in the chat, I love what they've done. Getting quality players at reasonable prices, and then you go and splurge on a fucking elite edge that you didn't need.
Durable guys.
But by God, is he going to help?
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, guys that play
They can games. No longer double team anybody on your line now. When you guys line up with Burns, Tibb, and Lawrence, no one's getting double teamed. Good luck, offensive lines.
maybe DJ Reader will take the minimum and come on that line too. So we'll have those four.
Let's do it, baby.
I'll have to take a huge discount, but you never know.
Pressure bust pipes, baby. They're gonna be able to create a lot of it. So,
All right. So me on the way out. As soon as we're done here. We're going to get a lot of Ghostbusters hitting the site. Cities. So far, I've got Boston. I've got Miami. I've got Orlando. I've got Tampa. Let's go up here. We've got some more of these cities. I got Atlanta. I got Charlotte. We got Phoenix. We got Vegas. And we've got our first giveaway of Godzilla.
Oh,
coming up. That's gonna that now that's not going up tonight. Listen,
I just bought my Godzilla IMAX tickets.
Oh, very nice.
For,
very nice.
For Easter Sunday.
Yeah, it comes out. Well, the screening is on the 26th of March, and the first screening that we'll have is for Phoenix. So, ton of cities going up for Ghostbusters. All right, that'll do it for us tonight. Talked a lot about what went on, the madness that ensued over the last few days in the NFL. A couple of baseball stories. No blowouts in the NHL or the NBA tonight to report on. We keep you updated on everything that goes on in the world of sports in the Facebook group. And until next week, we bid you all adieu. Peace out, everybody. Miss you, Dave. Peace out.
Just kidding.
Love it. Me too. Peace out, everybody.